Rod ready and delivers. Slow curve in for the strike. Charlie Neal struck out to close out the first inning, and here in the second, Zimmer and Koufax have gone that way. So we're seeing plenty of strikeouts. Amoros batting 314 popped out in the first inning, 0 for 1. Rod delivers, fastball low, 1 and 1. At the end of two innings, we'll be ducking in scores all night long. The Phillies are leading Cincinnati 3-0 at the end of two innings. The Giants are leading Milwaukee 2-1 at the end of two innings. The Yankees leading Cleveland 3-1 at the end of an inning and a half. Slow curve fouled away at the plate, 1-2. Schaefer Beers sending it all to you. Hope you'll have a cold, Schaefer, while you're listening to the ball game. The 1-2 pitch now to Amoros. Fastball low, 2-2. We have two out in the second inning. We've had 9 strikeouts in the ball game. Koufax has struck out 5. Dick Drott has struck out 4. The 2-2 pitch to Amoros. Fastball just low, ball 3. 3-2. Drott is not overpowering. In fact, I don't think he even looks quite his weight. He's even 6, and he weighs 185 pounds. 3-2 pitch to Amoros. Outside, ball 4. Oh, Sandy Amoros walks with 2 out in the second inning. It is the 4th walk given up by Dick Drott. Brooklyn 3, Chicago nothing, and the batter, Jim Gilliam. Jim walked in the first inning, was the front man on a double steal. Actually, it was a run and hit play, and Cimoli struck out. And on the late throw to third, which went into left field, Gilliam picked himself up and came in to score. Jim batting 251. Drott up on the rubber now and comes set. Takes a peek at Amoros. 2 down. Comes to the plate, and the fastball is outside. Ball 1. I'll tell you one thing. When you're behind a pitcher like Dick Drott, and say the outfielders tonight, Bob Speak and Lee Walls and Frank Onega, they really have to fight themselves to bear down and get a pitcher having trouble with control, and it's tough for the outfielders. The 1-0 pitch to Gilliam, cut on, a big bouncer right to Dale Long. He goes up the ladder to grab it and steps on the bag, and that's it. In the second inning, no runs, no hits. There was one man left on base. At the end of two innings of play, Brooklyn 3, Chicago nothing. Once again, a few words from Jerry.
Well, here's something you won't want to miss, friends. The largest musical event in the country, Music Under the Stars, June 19th at Ebbets Field. Part one will be an Israeli folk festival with the Goren Dancers and the Coopersmith Choral Group. Part two features the New York Philharmonic Orchestra with a Metropolitan Opera star as soloist. And part three is a sparkling variety show with a show from the Copacabana and a host of your favorite stars, including Jerry Lewis. Get your tickets now at the Dodger Ticket Office or at Ebbets Field. The price range from $1 and up. Don't miss Music Under the Stars, June 19th, right here at Ebbets Field. Move along to the top of the third in just a moment with the shortstop for Chicago, Jack Luttrell, coming on, followed by Dick Drott, and then by the leadoff man, Bobby Morgan. Sandy Koufax now has 5 strikeouts. Dick Drott has 4. So we're really having one going here tonight. Dodgers 3, Cubs nothing. Top of the third, back to action, and here again is Vin.
Jack Luttrell stepping in at batting 140 with 3 runs batted in. Want to spotlight something we forgot about before. Pay tribute to a fine group. Koufax checking his signs now with Campanella. Sandy winds and delivers. Fastball for a strike. On hand tonight, the typical Brooklyn family selected by the Brooklyn Historical Society, Mr. and Mrs. Gerald O'Donnell and their children are guests of the Dodgers tonight. Strike one pitch, the curve a little high, 1-1. Mr. and Mrs. O'Donnell and their family live at 2683 Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn. And we're certainly happy to have them here. The 1-1 pitch to Jack Luttrell, fastball outside, ball 2, 2-1. Start of the third inning, Brooklyn 3, Chicago nothing. Sandy Koufax and Dick Drott. Koufax checking signs again with Campy. Now the 2-1 pitch. Fastball cut on and missed, 2-2. Well, I might have said earlier, when the first two batters up there, that Koufax appeared not to be loose. But now he is firing. He struck out the side in the second inning. Two balls, two strikes. Luttrell, then pitcher Dick Drott, and leadoff man Bobby Morgan. Koufax ready now to his windup. The 2-2er. Fastball got him swinging. So Luttrell strikes out. Four strikeouts in a row for Koufax. He has struck out six men in two and a third innings. In other words, eight men have come to bat. And only one of them has hit the ball. That was Lee Walsh who popped up. The other man walked. Curve is fouled away by pitcher Drott, 0-1. Drott batting 211. Koufax is remarkable with his strikeouts this year. Figure out how many innings he's pitched and then look at his strikeouts, you really start to shake your head. The strike one pitch to Drott. Curveball low, 1-1. Sandy has struck out six men tonight, thus far, in two and a third innings, to give him 53 strikeouts. Now let's check his innings. He's worked 44 and the third inning. Struck out 53 men. The 1-1er. Fastball cut on and belted to left field. And back goes Ambrose, away back to the wall, and grabs it, going away. So pitcher Dick Drott. It's a long fly ball to left center for the second out. Bobby Morgan struck out in the first inning. Bob batting 277. Brooklyn 3, Chicago nothing in the third inning. Campanella settling now, back of the plate to hang out his signs. Morgan waiting. The outfield about straight away. Koufax sends him a fastball for a strike on one. You know the record, of course, for the most strikeouts in one game. I'm pretty sure. At least you'd know the name of the fellow who did it in one game. Well, he doesn't play anymore, but he just retired. Strike one pitch. Cut on, hit off the thumbs, and popped up into very shallow left. Ambrose comes running in under it now and takes it for the out. So Morgan pops out to shallow left field. The Cubs go out in order 1-2-3. Koufax has retired the last eight men in a row. The guy who struck out 18 was Bob Feller, and now here's Jerry.
You know, folks, the Schaefer people have been brewing their famous beer for 115 years now. It's America's oldest lager beer, but that doesn't mean you can't get it in the newest of containers. No, sir. The Schaefer people keep right up with the time. Take the handy Schaefer half-quart can, for instance. Designed for modern living. Trim and slim. It's a cinch to carry, a cinch to tuck away inside your refrigerator. Takes up hardly any room, and it cools in a flash, too. Inside, you've got 16 ounces of tasty pleasure, two full glasses of Golden Amber Schaefer beer. Perfect for young couples who like to share their fun, old friends who want to clink glasses, anybody who's just plain thirsty. So next time you're out shopping, why not pick up a few six-packs of handy Schaefer half-quart cans? Each one holds two full glasses of real enjoyment. That Schaefer beer, man, it's real beer. Last of the third, Duke Snider, Gino Cimoli, and Gil Hodges do up for Brooklyn. Score Dodgers 3, Cubs nothing. Back to play, and here again is Vin.
Talking about strikeouts now, since they might very well become a very important part of the game. Dick Drott has struck out four. Sandy Koufax has struck out six. The National League record for the total of strikeouts, 23 in a game. The American League record, 24. The most strikeouts by an individual in one game, Bob Feller, struck out 18. The National League record is 17 by Dizzy Dean. You might be thinking about those things, so we pass them along to you. All right, bottom of the third, 3-0 Brooklyn. Duke Snider, Gino Cimoli, and Gil Hodges. Snyder walked in the first inning, Duke batting 245. Rod has a sign now. Dick winds and delivers. Fastball cut on is a high drive to deep center field. Going away back near the bleachers, just watching it, it's gone. Lee Walls just had to let her go. And the ball bounces out of the lower deck of the bleachers. Walls picks it up and throws it in the upper deck. Is a man at a home run in the lower deck right now. Snyder hit a bullet into the seats. It bounced high in the air back onto the field. Walls caught it just as nice as you please and fired it upstairs in the upper deck. So Snyder, it's his 10th home run, his 21st run batted in. The Dodgers lead 4-0, and Gino Cimoli takes a pitch inside. It drives him out of there. Ball one. That's only the second hit for Brooklyn. The other, a double by Campanella. Rod winds, and the 1-0 pitch to Cimoli. A fastball outside. Ball two. 2-0. Schaefer Beer sending you all the fun and excitement from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn. 4-0 Dodgers here in the third. The 2-0 pitch to Cimoli. Fastball down low. Ball three. 3-0. Winds and the 3-0 pitch to Cimoli. At his knees and over for the strike. 3-1. On deck, Gil Hodges. Brooklyn, 4 runs on 2 hits. Chicago, no runs, no hits, 1 error. That a throwing error by catcher Cal Neiman. 3-1 pitch. Fastball fouled away. Trickling on over into the Cub dugout. 3-2. Checks the signs. Now the 3-2 pitch to Cimoli. Drives him back. High and tight. Ball four. So Cimoli walks. That is the fifth walk given up by Dick Drott. Koufax, who has struck out 6, has not walked a man. The batter, Gil Hodges, who walked in the first inning. Gil batting 344. Nobody out here in the third. Brooklyn 4, Chicago nothing. Drott looks in to get his sign. Right at the bag is Cimoli, held on by Dale Long. Now the right-hander delivers. Fastball cut on and missed. 0-1. I think Hodges trying to go to right field that time, the way he moved his feet. He certainly had right fielder Frank Onega thinking that way, for he was heading towards the foul line. 0-1 the count. One of the big reasons why Hodges is now a fine hitter, the fact that he's been able to hit that pitch to right. Strike one pitch to him. Curveball cut on, hit to left center. On the run, coming over his Walls, bends down and traps the ball. Cimoli is around second, going to third, and will beat the throw. And down to third goes Hodges. Lee Walls tried to backhand the ball at his ankles, and all he could do was trap it. So Hodges doubled. Cimoli, of course, had to hold up and now gets as far as third. Well, the Dodgers have 3 hits off Dick Drott, 2 doubles and a home run. They have runners at second and third with nobody out, and the batter, Roy Campanella, who doubled in 2 runs in the first inning. Jim Brosnan gets up now in the Chicago bullpen and begins to loosen up. Big right-hander. Campanella hitting 245. The infield must play in tight now. Nobody out. Cimoli at third. Hodges at second. 4-0 Brooklyn here in the third inning. They're trying to break it wide open. Drott to his windup and delivers, and Campanella is hit by the pitch in the ribs on the left side, just under his number. Doc Wendler comes out, and boy, that hurt. A fastball right in the ribs. So Campanella, with his left hand holding his ribs, walking up along first. Walter Alston comes out now, and Wendler refuses to let Campanella walk. He stops him right there. Boy, that thing hurt. That was a sidearm fastball that just sailed right in at him and hit him right at the ribs. Roy bent over slightly, Doc Wendler with his arm around him. So more complications. You know, Rube Walker has a couple of stitches on his right hand. Campanella trying to breathe, and I imagine every time he does, there's a sharp bite of pain. Doc Wendler, Jake Fittler, and Walter Olson watching the catcher, still rubbing his left side. He has his back to us, but I'm pretty sure he got it right in the ribs. Roy wants to stay in the ballgame. Starting to go to first now, Carl Erskine comes out to run for him. And Erskine continues on towards first base, so whether Campanella likes it or not, they want him to come out. Roy, of course, likes to play, but he's hurting. Yep, he got it on the left side, probably just under the heart. And Campanella comes out. He's walking a little better now, but boy, he was shaken up. So Dick Drott with a fastball. It's Campanella in the chest or the left side near the ribs, and he comes out. Erskine running for him. The bases are loaded. Nobody out. And the batter, Charlie Neal. The infield remains uptight. Cimoli at third, Hodges at second, Erskine at first. Drott delivers fastball, cut foul to the roof and out of the ballpark. 0-1. Roy Campanella hit either in the just under the heart or around the ribs. Erskine running for him, and Rube Walker with a couple of stitches in his right hand will still come back into the ballgame. Neal waiting. Drott winds in the strike one pitch. Curve fouled away. 0-2. Two to Neal. Nobody out. Bases loaded. 4-0 Brooklyn in the third. Drott delivers. Sidearm curve. It through the hole into left field for a base hit. In comes Cimoli. Right back of him is Hodges, and the Dodgers lead 6-0. So Charlie Neal bounces one through the drawn-in left side and drives in two. The Dodgers didn't score this many runs in the entire trip through Pennsylvania. And here in the third inning, they lead 6-0. O'Neill with a base hit and two runs batted in. Bob Sheffing going out to the mound, and maybe we'll have a change right here. Cimoli scoring from third base. Hodges coming in from second. That's the fourth hit off Dick Drott. Sheffing making his way out to the mound. Cal Neiman is there. Carl Erskine at second. Charlie Neal at first. Brooklyn six runs on four hits. Chicago, no runs, no hits. We're in the bottom of the third. Brooklyn scored three times in the first inning, three times in the third. And still nobody out here in the third. We'll have a change of pitchers, and while we do have, supposing we duck in a station break, make everything legal. We'll pause the station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
For the tops in...
Dial 1460 WOKO for the Brooklyn Dodgers games and write to WOKO for the complete Dodgers schedule of games at home and away. Yours free for the asking. Be sure to give your name and address. Write Baseball WOKO, Albany, New York.
Well, back here at Ebbets Field with the Dodgers leading 6-0, Dick Drott worked two innings plus. He relieved by Jim Brosnan. Drott in two innings plus gave up six runs. The runners at first and second also belonged to him. Drott, six runs, four hits. He walked five men. Of course, that was his undoing. He hit one man, Campanella. And while we're talking about Campanella, wondering whether the ball hit him in the ribs or under the heart, we now have the report from the dugout that it hit him just under the or over the heart, right around that area. It really stunned him. Well, Campanella out. Jim Brosnan warming up now to take over for Drott. He'll be pitching to Zimmer, Koufax, and Amoroz. I'll give you Brosnan's record this year, but Jerry will tell you a little bit about him before we get back to the ballgame.
Jim's a pretty good-sized boy, Vinny. 6'4", weighs 215 pounds, and he was with Chicago last year. He won five and lost nine. He was with the Cubs for a brief while in 1954. He had a 1-0 record in the National League. He's been playing mostly in AA, AAA, and then in the major leagues for those two shots that we told you about, 1954 and last year with the Cubs. He was in 30 ball games. Five wins and nine losses. His lifetime major league record is 6-9. So Jim Brosnan now in to replace Dick Drott. Drott going out with a record of 3-5 and is now behind 6-0. In two innings plus, six runs, four hits, four strikeouts, and five walks. So Don Zimmer steps in now to face the new big right-hander. Let's get back to play, and here again is Vin.
Well, we'll add a new line to the history book on Jim Brosnan. This is his 12th appearance for the Cubs. He started once. He is 0-1 with the league. B-R-O-S-N-A-N, Jim Brosnan. Brooklyn 6, Chicago nothing. Nobody out in the third inning. Carl Erskine running for Campanella at second. Charlie Neal had just chased in two runs with a base hitters at first. Don Zimmer struck out in the second inning. Brosnan checks his runners. Now comes to the plate. Overhand fastball, cut on and missed. The ball gets away from Niemann, but not far enough for the runners to advance. 0-1 the count. In the Dodger bullpen, and gee, it could be quite a night. Joe Pignatano is a Brooklyn boy. He has not caught a pitch in the major leagues, and he's very close to it. He appeared as a pinch runner, but he's never been behind the plate. Wouldn't it be a great thing to have the boy in the game tonight? If the Dodgers, with this comfortable lead of 6-0, might very well decide now to give him a chance. The 0-1 pitch to Don Zimmer. Curveball, it's slowly to third. Banks up with it, goes back to Morgan. They get one on to first in time for the double play. And down to third goes Carl Erskine. Oh, the double play, 5-4-3. Say, I'll tell you what, you might know the Pignatanos. If you do, maybe his wife taking care of the baby and not watching or listening to the ball game, give her a call. Looks like Joe's going to break into the major leagues tonight. Sandy Koufax coming up, struck out in the second inning. He's 0 for 11. Two out in the third inning, 6-0 Brooklyn. Carl Erskine now at third base, running for Campanella. Brosnan winds and delivers, and the curveball a little high, ball one. Pretty sure I saw Pignatano putting on the gear. Campanella hit under the heart with a fastball, had to come out. Rube Walker has a couple of stitches in his hand. He could play, but the Dodgers leading 6-0 in the third might let Pignatano catch. Curve is down low, ball two. That'd be real nice. Two balls, no strikes. The 2-0 pitch to Koufax. He runs up and looks at it. It's in for a strike. 2-1. Boy, Joe's got a little baby boy who might very well put on the gear and go back of the plate. Boy, what a stocky kid. Wow. His dad might get in tonight. Brosnan ready in the 2-1 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner. 2-2. Two down, bottom of the third inning. Brooklyn 6, Chicago nothing. Yes, it's kind of a one-sided game thus far, but you have a couple of things going. Sandy Koufax has struck out six men. He has not allowed a hit. He has not walked anybody. Pignatano might break into the majors, so stay right with us. Fastball is low, ball three. Full count to Sandy. Jim Brosnan in relief of Dick Drott. Tomorrow night will be at Roosevelt Stadium in Jersey City. Don Drysdale and Don Kaiser. The 3-2 pitch to Koufax. Fastball in there. Sandy's caught looking and strikes out for the second time. For the Dodgers in the third inning, they pick up three more runs. There were three hits, a home run, a double, and a single. One man left on, and one man hit by a pitch. Campanella had to leave, and Joe Pignatano is putting on the gears. So welcome to the club, Joe, and lots of luck. Carl Erskine stopping to talk to him right now. Well, Pignatano, a Brooklyn boy, finally plants his spikes back a home plate and takes a few warm-up tosses. Let's check with our Schaefer scoreboard. Milwaukee and the Giants at the end of 2.5 innings of play. Milwaukee 3 and the Giants 2. Ray Crone for Milwaukee. For the Giants, Stu Miller and Kurt Barkley in the third inning. Torrey and Aaron have hit home runs. And a roar in the background as Joe's announced to the crowd. Aaron's home run came with a man aboard, his 13th. Willie Mays hit a home run in the first inning with nobody on. 3-2 Braves at the end of 2.5. Philadelphia leading Cincinnati 3-0 at the end of 4 innings. Pittsburgh leading St. Louis 1-0 at the end of 2.5. Schmidt against Smith. Schmidt against Smith. Cincinnati-Philadelphia, as we said, 3-0 fills at the end of 4. Lawrence against Haddix. American League Yankees leading Cleveland 3-1 at the end of 2 innings. Sturdivant against Daly, relieved by Mossy in the first inning. Boston-Chicago, we have confirmation. Stone against Pierce. Washington, Detroit, probably Clevenger against Mars. Baltimore, Kansas City, probably Lowe's against Morgan. At the end of three innings of play, Brooklyn six runs, four hits, and no errors. Chicago, no runs, no hits, and one error. And we have a Brooklyn battery now, Sandy Koufax and Joe Pignatano. To the fourth inning, and for Schaefer Beer and the play-by-play, here's Jerry Doggett.
Thanks, Ben, and hi again, everyone. Bob Speak coming on now for Chicago to face Sandy Koufax. Six strikeouts, one walk, and no base hits off Sandy. Dodgers six, and the Cubs nothing. First of a three-game series. The middle game will be tomorrow night at Roosevelt Stadium in Jersey City, and the finale back here at Ebbets Field on Thursday night. Pignatano gives a sign, and here's the pitch. Fastball comes low from Koufax. One ball, no strikes on Bob Speak. Speak hitting in the number two spot. Hitting at 243. Ernie Banks on deck and Lee Walls down in the hole. The windup and the 1-0 pitch. In for strike. Fastball, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike to Bob Speak. The Cubs have had one man on. Speak walked in the first inning. Sandy checks the sign, winds and fires. The pitch is low for a ball, and the count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. The Dodgers got three in the first and three more in the third off starter Dick Drott, who then was relieved by Jim Brosnan. Strike two with a fastball over the plate at the knees, and it's a 2-2 count. Charlie Neal wide of third in a step or two against the left-hand batter. Speak waiting. Here's the 2-2 pitch. A bouncer foul down the first baseline. Handled in the first base coaching box by Freddie Fitzsimmons. Count holds a 2-2 on Bob Speak. Dodgers home after a long road trip. The Western trip was interrupted by three games here at Ebbets Field against the Giants, and then back they went to Pennsylvania for some more on the road. And now back home for 15 games in 13 days. A couple of big doubleheaders coming on. We will tell you about those a little later. 2-2. Koufax shakes off a sign from Pignatano, gets another one. The windup in the 2-2 pitch. Fastball just missed the outside corner. It's 3-2. So a full count on Bob Speak, number 11, left-hand batter. Three and two. Koufax takes his sign, the windup, and here's the pitch. High fly ball to right field. Cimoli backs up. Waiting now and moves in a step or two and makes the play for the out, one away. Speak skies out high to right. One up, one down, and here's Ernie Banks coming on. One down, swinging first time. Ernie off to a slow start for him this year, hitting just a 229. He has five home runs and 15 runs batted in. Banks the batter with Walls on deck and Frank Renega to follow. One out, none on, fourth inning. Dodgers six, Chicago Cubs nothing. Cubs in seventh place, just a half game ahead of the Pirates, trying to stay out of the coal hole. Here's a bounder foul past third. Strike one. Nothing and one to Banks. Koufax gets a new one to work with now. Pignatano replaced Campanella, plunked in the ribs, above the ribs, by fastball from Dick Drott. Campy had to retire from the game. Here's the 0-1 pitch by Koufax. Curveball swung on and missed. Strike two. Sandy pulled the string very well that time. Changed up and Banks was fooled. Nothing and two. One out, none on. Fourth inning. Sandy ready. The windup and pitch. Fastball got him swinging. Down goes Banks for the second time tonight. And for Koufax, strikeout number seven. So in three and two-thirds innings, Koufax now has chalked up seven strikeouts, which is a better pace than he had when he struck out 13 Cubs out at Wrigley Field. Lee Walls coming on. Popped out his first time. And is hitting 224. Center fielder Lee Walls. Two outs, none on. Fourth inning, Cubs have had just one base runner, Speak, who walked in the first inning. Slow curve is up high, and it's ball one. Dodgers 6, Cubs nothing. Top of the fourth inning at Ebbets Field, and Schaefer Beer happy to send it to you tonight. Hope you enjoy the game. We know you'll enjoy Schaefer. Fastball, strike one. Count evens now. 1-1 on Lee Walls. Walls bluffed a bunt that time, and Charlie Neal came charging in from third. It's Neal, Zimmer, Gilliam, and Hodges on the Dodger infield. The outfield, Amaro, Snyder, and Cimoli. Pignatano catching and Koufax pitching. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Up high with a fastball. It's ball two. 2-1. Two outs, none on. Fourth inning, Chicago at bat. Koufax checks again with Pignatano. Delivers. The fastball is low and outside. Ball three. 3-1 to Lee Walls. Well, a big set coming up over the weekend. Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Sunday, a doubleheader. Cincinnati Redlegs come into town over the weekend. We hope you've got your tickets and plan to be here. That'll be a big set. 3-1 pitch on the way. Ball four, up high, walked him. So Walls is on. That's walk number two given up by Sandy Koufax. Second base runner for Chicago, and Frank Ornega coming on. Two outs, one on. Ornega, the batter, struck out first time, hitting 333. Koufax now working out of a stretch for the second time tonight. Shakes off a sign, gets a new one. Two outs, one on. Cubs batting. Pitch. Fastball for a strike on the outside corner, knee high. 0-1 to Frank Ornega. E-R-N-A-G-A. Frank brought up just after the season opened from Portland. Nothing in one. Pitch. Curveball high over the bill of the captain. It's ball one. Even count now. One ball, one strike. One and one. Walls playing it close to the bag at first. Hodges holding him on. Curveball for strike two. Ornega had a notion, checked his swing, and it cost him. One ball, two strikes. The Cubs right fielder, Frank Ornega. Should he get on, Dale Long is due next. One and two count. Koufax checks again, delivers. A wild pitch gets by Pignatano back to the wire, and down to second base goes Walls. Makes his turn there and holds on as Pignatano comes back to the screen to retrieve. A high one. And it's a wild pitch charged against Sandy Koufax. Pignatano just able to get a tip of the glove on it and couldn't slow it down. So the Cubs have a man at second with two out. Walls on there, and Ornega has a 2-2 count. Two on the batter, two outs, and a man on at second. Dodgers 6, Cubs nothing, top of the fourth. Now the check by Koufax, and here's his pitch. Fastball high again, ball three. So the count to Ornega, full. 3-2. Moves off second. Koufax ready. 3-2 count. Here's the pitch. Got him swinging. Down he goes. Side retired. For Koufax, strikeout number 8 in 4 innings. So he's been rolling along here with an average of 2 per inning. Side out in the 4th inning for the Cubs. No runs. No hits. No errors. And they left one man on. So at the end of 3.5 innings of play, it's the Dodgers 6, Chicago Cubs nothing. And now here's Ben.
Well, isn't it a fact, friends, as many times as your favorite player comes through in the clutch, you always get a kick out of it. Does your heart good every time. Well, let me tell you about something else that'll do your heart good every single time, and I'm talking about a tall, cool glass of Schaefer beer. Yes, sir, Schaefer is beer at its best in any man's league. It's got to be, because Schaefer is brewed for enjoyment. brewed to give you all the zesty, satisfying flavor you want but don't always find. The Schaefer folks select rich barley malt, tangy hops, and other fine natural ingredients. Then they add their own special ingredient, the brewing skill that comes from 115 years of experience. So for real enjoyment, how about having a tall, foaming glass of Schaefer beer right about now, and you'll agree about Schaefer and it's real beer. Skoll, Post, here's mud in your eyes. Last of the fourth inning, Brooklyn 6 runs, 4 hits, and no errors. But another story is building up now, for the Cubs have been at bat for 4 innings, and Koufax is not allowed a hit and has struck out 8. So you stay right where you be and listen to Jerry.
Okay, Vinny, top of the fourth inning, it'll be Sandy Amoros, Jim Gilliam, and Duke Snider coming on. Amoros has walked and popped out. Jim Brosnan came on to relieve starter Dick Drott in the third, and got Zimmer to bounce in the double play and struck out Koufax, so he quieted the noise. Dodgers 3 in the first and 3 in the third. So here we go now, the last half of the fourth inning. Jim Brosnan warming up with catcher Cal Neiman. And now Amoros steps in and we're ready to go. Last of the fourth inning, Brosnan in the windup, and here's the pitch to Sandy. Curveball drops in for a strike. Sandy hitting 314. Gilliam on deck and then Snider to follow. Strike one count. Big Jim delivers. Up high, ball one. Count evens, 1-1 to Amoros. The Chicago defense moves around to the right to play Amoros to pull. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Curve again, high, outside, ball two, 2-1. Banks is wide of third and in a step or two. Shortstop Jack Luttrell shading second just a bit. Morgan and Long deep on the right side, and the outfield moved around a bit to the right to play against Sandy. 2-1 pitch. Down it comes. Curve that's in for a strike at the knees, and it's 2-2 to Amoros. Here's the pitch. A bouncer off to the right side. Coming on fast forward is Morgan. His play to first is in time, and it's one away. Amoros rolls out second to first. So we have one up, one down, and on coming is Junior Gilliam. Walked, scored a run, and grounded out. At the end of 4.5 innings, Philadelphia 3, Cincinnati nothing. Milwaukee now has taken the lead on the Giants at the end of 4.5, 4-3. Gilliam hitting 250. Brosnan, the big right-hander, checks his sign with catcher Cal Neiman. Here's the windup and pitch. Fastball skips from the dirt at the plate, ball one. Banks in a bit closer now than he was on Amoros, still wide of the bag, guarding against a bunt possibility from Junior. Here's the windup and the pitch. And Junior ran up to bunt it, let it go, and it cost him for a strike. 1-1. One and one to Gilliam. The windup and pitch. Curveball in for a strike on the inside corner. Gilliam taking, and it's 1-2. One out, none on, last of the fourth. Dodgers 6, Cubs nothing. First of a 3-game series, opening a long homestand for Brooklyn. Fastball is high and outside, ball two. 2-2 now. Two and two to Gilliam. One out, none on. The windup and the pitch. Curveball bounced foul down the right field line all the way to the Brooklyn bullpen. And the count to Gilliam holds at 2-2 as Brosnan gets a new one now. Rubs it up. 2-2 pitch on the way. The roller hits the wide of first base. Over for it goes Morgan. Makes his play to long in time, and it's two gone. Gilliam rolls out, as did Amaral. Second to first. Two up and two down, and here comes Snyder. Here's a further report on Campanella, examined by the team physician, Dr. Kubiak, and reported that he was okay. The doc examined his ribs, his heart, said everything's all right. Had the wind knocked out of him, and it's going to be a little sore, but should be able to play by tomorrow. So a good report on Campy. Plunked in the ribs earlier by a Dick Drop fastball. Pitched to Snyder on the inside corner for a called strike. Snyder has walked, hit a home run. He's one for one and has scored twice, hitting 250. One count. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside. Ball one. One ball, one strike on Duke Snyder. Gino Cimoli on deck. Two out. Fourth inning. Dodgers 6, Cubs nothing. Brosnan into the windup, and down it comes. Duke takes the fastball at the knees for a strike two, and it's one and two. One ball, two strikes. Brosnan has faced four batters, retired them all. He got Zimmer with two on and got him to hit the double play, then struck out Koufax in the third. Got Ambrose and Gilliam on rollers here. Snyder swings a hot one past first, foul. And the count stays at one and two. The Pirates lead the Cardinals 1-0 at the end of 2.5 innings of play. Yankees 6. Cleveland won through three innings of play at Cleveland tonight. 1-2, the count to Duke Snyder. Two outs, none on. Dodgers 6, Cubs nothing. Brosnan into the windup, and down it comes. Curveball high, and it's ball two. Even count now to Duke, 2-2. Balls, two strikes. Big Jim winds and fires to Duke. Swings and chops a foul, rolling back behind the plate into the Dodger dugout. So the count holds at 2-2. Tomorrow night, these same clubs play at Roosevelt Stadium in Jersey City and then back again to Ebbets Field on Thursday. Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Sunday a doubleheader with Cincinnati here at Ebbets Field. Here's the pitch. Swung on a miss, strike three. Snyder going for a slow curve is out on strike. For Brosnan, strikeout number two. And that is the 14th strikeout in the ball game.
Pilot, man your plane.
Flying off is okay for pilots, but don't you go flying off in all directions when it comes to buying a car.
No, sir. Go to Rose Oldsmobile, the oldest franchise Oldsmobile dealer in the Capital District.
There must be a reason why so many people keep coming back to buy from Rose year after year. Over 67% of Rose Oldsmobile sales are to repeat customers.
Yes, one reason. Rose is the most economical place to buy your car. You get a good deal from Rose Oldsmobile.
Their modern shop is so completely equipped with late modern factory-approved equipment for continuing warranty work that ensures satisfaction.
Another reason to buy from Rose Oldsmobile. Only the finest late model cars are traded in on new Oldsmobiles, and Rose offers their wonderful selection of carefully driven cars for your inspection.
So, when it comes to buying a car, come to Rose Oldsmobile, satisfying customers at the same location for 30 years. That's Rose Oldsmobile, Corner Central in Banning, the Capital District's oldest franchise Oldsmobile dealer.